Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details. All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in a special virtual Zoom podcast webinar, joined today by, of course, Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm here.
Doing good? Hey, guys, we got a special guest today. This is Mr. Marty Miller, the Chief Movement Officer at Keno Tech. We're excited to have you on the show as well. Marty, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, sir. And we got a lot to talk about today, guys. We are moving into a new era of training, a new horizon, as not just in 2026, but 2026 and beyond. What we are delivering to our clients needs to be better, period, end of story. We are excited to bring Marty on because not only do we have a really cool partnership with Keno Tech and Semi-Private Pro, but the stuff that they're doing over there, and we'll get into that here in a second, is next level and something that I believe that every gym needs to bring into their facility so they can set themselves apart and deliver a better product to the consumer. So Marty, let's do this, just kind of kick the party off. Why don't you give everybody a quick overview on who you are and what you do at Keno Tech?
Yeah, certainly. No, I appreciate that. So my name is Marty Miller. My background is in sports medicine. I went to school up in Buffalo, New York, Canisius College, to become a certified athletic trainer. My goal initially was to work with athletes the rest of my life. That's what I thought my career path was going to be. So I did get hired by the Montreal Expos coming out of college. I had volunteered in minor league baseball during the summers in my hometown and was fortunate enough to get hired immediately upon graduation. So that moved me to where I still live here today in Southeast Florida. Did minor league baseball for 4 years, three full seasons. And, you know, back then, most people know what athletic trainers do. We're the ones that run on the field when somebody gets hurt. But really, our job is to treat musculoskeletal injuries. Obviously, there's traumatic things that can happen during games and events. But really, our focus is on musculoskeletal injuries. But early in my career, I started to realize, should I just treat or should I look at preventing injuries? So after minor league baseball, I kind of gravitated to the fitness industry for my next part of my career because I wanted to have a young family and realized that fitness was behind sports medicine. So even still today, I could link most of the trends in fitness back to sports medicine. And I'll kind of walk through that here as I go through my career. So I did the private country clubs down here in Southeast Florida, got my master's degree in rehabilitative sciences and performance enhancement. And at the same time, I was taking all of NASM or Nash Academy of Sports Medicine's curriculum. Fell in love with it because it was an evidence-based system. I'm like, there's my toolbox. I don't want a bunch of tools. I want a system. So this was 2000, 2001 through 2004. And, you know, I was one of those guys that had to bring a foam roller into the gym. People thought I was nuts, right? And I became a master instructor for NASM, still am to this day, have taught their curriculum, written their curriculum, traveled globally. And, you know, getting people to understand that movement is critical, that it is a predictable biomarker. Our knees and hips and shoulders can tell a story, right? And our core, and we can create a system on improving that through corrective strategies, stabilization, then strength, then power. So in 2007, I got to interview and got the big league strength conditioning job with the New York Yankees to do exactly that. You know, and this is where my part of saying that, you know, fitness eventually catches up with sports performance. So in 2007, they never foam rolled before, if you can believe that, right? They never had a massage gun. So I had a $3,000 massage gun in those days, dollars I had to plug into a wall. So these were things that we were doing then with movement assessments, but it was still cutting edge, if you can believe that, in sports performance then. Mm-hmm. Did that for a period of time. It was a very interesting time in baseball with coming off the steroids in that whole era. Then got back out of baseball, went into fitness again, finished up my doctorate. And then this January, I started as the chief movement officer for Keno Tech.
There. Okay. Well, so, let's go back to the Expos for a second. that team doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
But was it Andre Dawson on that team?
Oh, man, if you like baseball, there's a Netflix series that just came out and said, Who Destroyed the Montreal Expos? End of that era was when I was getting in with the Expos in the mid-90s. So if you go way back, you had Gary Carter, you had Andre Dawson. There was players. But when I was there in the mid-90s, they were about to go to the World Series probably when the strike happened. But they had Pedro Martinez. They had Marquise Grissom, Cliff Floyd, Rondell White, Darren Fletcher. I mean, it was really? Vladimir Guerrero. I had him in the minor leagues, and now he's a Hall of Famer. His son is now, if you just watch the World Series, one of those guys. So we were phenomenal at developing talent.
Oh, man, that's great. What a story. I am going to watch that because it is interesting. What did happen to them? It just kind of disappeared. I was obviously too young to know anything was going on behind the scenes, but I'm gonna watch that. I know Zach's
a good job.
Zach's a baseball guy.
Yeah. Well, Marty, I think it was maybe like 18 months ago, we decided to bring stretch therapy into our facility. And seeing you stretch, when they were coming out to teach our team, they're like, hey, you got to get the KinoTech system. And so that's when we first learned about it. And when we started playing around with it, I was like, this is exactly what we teach for semi-private pro in our training system, which is movement quality. Like our whole entire system and how we score clients is all built around the client's movement quality, and that's how we score them, and then that's how we personalize their programming. And so when I learned about KinoTech, I was like, man, we got to figure out a way to bring the camera into our app. And one of the things that we always talk business systems and strategies and things on this podcast is what it's about is really business focused. But that doesn't mean that we are any less focused on delivering, you know, a quality end product to our clients, keeping them healthy, creating a journey for them where they can come in and start at square one, whether they have injuries or never worked out before. And we have a system in place to take that client and progress them and get them healthy, moving well, and then turn them into a long-term client that, you know, is going to continue to stay with us. And one of the reasons we don't really, I guess, do justice on this podcast or talk about it much is because it's just automatic. It's like we built the system, it's happening in the background, and we don't really even think about it that much. And I don't think a lot of gyms are like that, you know, that we talk to. They don't really have a system for how they assess clients, for how they program for clients, for how they train. I mean, so often they just have a training staff and the trainers are programming and they have no control over it. And it's like, you can give me, and I know we talked about this previously, like you could give me one movement pattern, a bilateral lower push, and I'm going to be able to design 4 weeks of programming off that one exercise because we have a framework and a system for how we do it. And I don't think that exists in our industry. It's like for the last two decades, randomness and throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks or what's going to be perceived as like difficult and sweaty and high energy is like been considered quality programming. And we know that's not the case. And now we're starting to see that, especially with like the rise and fall of CrossFit, right? It's like, well, maybe putting people in situations where they're going to get hurt is not an ideal business model.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, there was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, We dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of great information to unpack there. So first I'll start with, you know, kind of the science, right? Science is always going to lead. I'm a science geek. I love the science, but boy, oh boy, do I love the business side of things. We have to ring the cash register, right? But if we're ringing the cash register, it's not just self-serving. That means I'm serving more people, right? So I have zero problem focusing on applying science to make a lot of money. And a lot of money could mean I have more trainers, whatever it is. It's I'm changing more people's lives, right? So that's my mindset. So the way I kind of view it is as a certified athletic trainer, and I wish this was a little more hammered in fitness. Once I pass, they got to get accepted in the program. 13 out of 100 people will get accepted. 9 of you will graduate. Only 3 of you will pass your national exam the first time, right? At the end, when you get through all that, they're like, number one, don't screw anybody up. They don't go tell you to fix the world. They say, the Hippocratic Oath, don't hurt anybody. So in fitness, my 3 rules are: first, do no harm. Number 2 is give them what they want why I give them what they need. They have zero idea, right? The average client's not going to come in and say, Marty, I can't stabilize my foot in the transverse plane, or when I, you know, do this, my deep lumbar multifidus overfire. No, they're like, I want to burn calories. I want to build muscle. I want to sweat. Cool. I hear what you want, but I'm going to give you what you need, why I'm an artist at this, you know, and give you what you want. And then third, of course, we have fun. So that's how I view it. So the reason KinoTech was so valuable to me is, you know, I'll give you an example. I have 3 boys. One of my twins is considering going through the fitness route. Well, one, he didn't go the traditional path I did to get all of the back end education. So if I had to train him to see what I see, it's years of experience, right? Which is cool. I'm all about that. But now with the technology of KinoTech, so what it is we have a LiDAR camera. It's a little camera, this, you know, a little bit bigger than your iPhone. It sends out an infrared signal, maps everything 360 degrees instantly, accurately, consistently, affordably. All I got to do is one motion now. Where Zach, if I was doing an overhead squat on you, I got to watch 5 to 6 from the front, make notes, 5 to 6 from the side, 5 to 6 from the back, correlate all this together. Then I'd have to get you on the table, break out a goniometer and say, okay, well, because he was restricted here, but with this movement, I can connect those dots. I love it. I'm good at it. But can I do it in 45 seconds? No. Can I do it as reproducibly as the camera? Even I can't be as accurate. So the beauty of the technology is, one, it speeds up my process and takes things off my workload that I can go do more now of the things that I can be better at and do that a camera can't do. Communicate with you, motivate you, get you in the gym, teach you. But the beautiful thing about it is, if I did it myself, I can tell you what I saw. I can try to convince you of what I saw. I might be able to hold up a picture on my iPhone, and then I'd have to go figure out the program, and I can't even score you. The next thing is, let's say I like to do a test and retest. Let's say I assessed you, put you through the right program, brought you back and reassessed you, you're going to feel better. But I can't fully show you, hey, Zach, you had an 8-degree asymmetry. Now it's down to 2. We're on the right path. So why wouldn't I lean into technology to do all that? The other thing is, if you're a business operator, your coaches, your trainers don't need to take the time to even do the assessments anymore. I can let a front desk staff do that, right? So we can now get more and more people in the funnel. I can take this out to the community and use it as a lead gen, right? But you made a great point, is like with CrossFit, I'm cool with it under these parameters. As I said, I'm an athletic trainer. I am highly trained to treat your injuries. You will get injured if you play a sport. There's not a sport that's safe for us orthopedically. That's cool. I did mixed martial arts forever. I played lacrosse. I get it. But CrossFit is the sport of fitness, right? So, okay, if you want to be a CrossFit athlete, I will train you. I will get you in the best shape to handle those positions that may not be biomechanically correct by my everyday world, but for the sport, you're going to have to do those. So what I look at is if you're a CrossFit athlete, I'm going to work with you. I'm going to fix you up. I'm going to clean you up. And hopefully the injuries are minor, mild-ish. But if you're a fitness person and you just want to get highly conditioned, I don't need to do that. I can use those concepts and maybe I do a one-arm snatch. Maybe I use a kettlebell right when it's time to do those things. So that's how my brain works. But it all comes back down to how well do you move? Let me clean up your movement. And that starts with assessments.
Yeah. And I think that as far as like the training industry goes, it's like majority of our clients are 40 plus, right? Like their goal is like, they just want to feel good, look good. They're not trying to break records. They're not trying to compete. With the training, I think from helping people, but also from a sustainable business model, right. It's like, hey, how do we take Miss Johnson and make sure that she doesn't fall or can get up off the couch or get down on the floor with her grandkids? And, you know, that's really, in my opinion, like the future of the training industry is like, hey, let's focus on longevity.
Right.
Versus like flash and flare. And yeah, of course you want to have fun. It needs to be enjoyable for people, but you know, can we start placing more emphasis or focus on the longevity for our clients versus like, hey, let's just get in a room and get sweaty.
Yeah. 100%. Here's the fun part about that is it's easier to chase new fitness goals when you move better, right? So somebody comes in and like you said, they're between anywhere from even 30 now to 50. I'll be 53 around the corner, but I have zero issues. I can do whatever I want to do because of my focus and my knowledge, right? So, you know, all of a sudden people may not have the goals that they should have because they're afraid, they're in pain, they've done this before and it's never worked out. But like you said, I view it like my car, right? If I walk in my garage and I have a 100-mile round trip and the indicator lights are on, probably not going to drive that car. I'm going to go ask my wife, hey, can I take your car? My car needs its normal service. The indicator lights are telling me your tires are out of balance. The oil needs to be changed. Logically, you're not going to take that car and go 100 miles an hour. Hopefully no one does that. But you're not going to try to drive it at its maximum. You're going to creep it to the mechanic, let the mechanic put the computer on it and say, hey, what's my normal service I need to do? Tune up the car and it's going to last longer, but also perform better. So movement health, that's the concept I want people to get, is movement health is a biomarker. Movement health will give me my longevity. So longevity could be a 25-year-old that's trying to play one more professional year. Longevity could be for me at 53, keeping muscle mass on. So as I age or building up my VO2 max, so I can never hit a state of frailty as I age, whatever that is. But everybody's an athlete. Everybody needs longevity, but you have to lift weights and you have to be able to increase your VO2 max. But going back to kind of the car analogy is if I do a movement assessment, let's just say a simple overhead squat and I have a low back arch. Okay. Doesn't mean I'm not going to train hard, but maybe a back squat isn't the right one because that's just compressing my lumbar spine. So let's use that information to figure out a different way to load the body while I work on fixing that lumbopelvic hip complex disorder. And guess what? All of a sudden, well, all I knew how to do before I trained with Zach was do a back squat. My back hurts. I'm not motivated. Right. But all of a sudden now Zach puts me in, starts to teach me what I need to do to fix that anterior tilt, gives me a weight vest, a TRX suspended squat, something I can still do what I want to do and get a better workout. But all of a sudden I start getting to where I'm not in pain. My fitness goals could change all of a sudden, right? Because I'm not destined to that poor movement. I'm not destined to those soft tissue injuries that I may have had before. So when you unlock that by properly assessing, properly programming, all of a sudden people come back and they're like, oh my God. And now those are your customers for life. And I'll finish with this, is that's what someone can hold me accountable for as a fitness professional. I will make you move better. Don't hold me accountable necessarily for a 20-pound weight loss if you come see me two times a week for a half hour. I can't make you burn enough calories. But what I'm going to do is make you the best version of you, program you, and teach you what you need to do on your own. But when somebody comes back from a retention standpoint after 6 weeks, I can say, Zach, you were at a 47 with these compensations. Now you're a 62. You can see the improvement. And here's some of the physical things you've been able to do with VO2 max, lower body strength, whatever. That's a conversation where now that's what you can hold me accountable for. If you still need to lose the weight, then we need to see what you're doing on the outside or why you're not coming in enough to do those extra bouts of cardio or join a small group class, right? So that's what I like to try to kind of level set.
That's a hell of a point there, Marty. We do get held accountable in the fitness space for weight loss when most of that is out of our control, right? When they go home, they go on vacation, they get out of hand. But movement, quality, even strength, we can be held accountable for that type of metric. And I really believe, man, this is something we should run on the front end for marketing purposes, so people understand, like, when they come to us, when they come to gyms that use KinoTech and semi-private pro, you're going to feel better, move better, period, end of story. And we get away from those transformational minded clients that are all about that weight loss. And we believe there's a catch 22 in that weight loss space. You come in with a weight loss goal, one or two things happens: that you hit your goal or you don't hit your goal. But both of those scenarios, the person leaves because they hit their goal, they're done, or they didn't hit their goal, they're upset and they're done. And kind of set yourself up for failure. But with this metric, this promise to the market, we got a whole nother ball game. We're bringing in the people that really want to be there for life. Right. And I love that.
Yeah. And where I always say, because I'm an educator too, I'm blessed. Education and fitness are the two races with no finish line. No finish line, right? Mm-hmm. I want to be more knowledgeable tomorrow than I am today, right? All the way to my deathbed. I have a lot of things I want to learn about, interested in, whatever. But same thing with fitness. I'm borrowing it, right? Today, if I'm in the best shape I am ever, it's today and maybe a couple of days, 3 to 4 days before I would start to lose some power or whatever, whatever. So teaching people a mindset of, listen, we'll work on your goals, but let's work on your mindset that this is a lifestyle and this is a race with no finish line. But it starts first with, how do you move? What barriers are there at the beginning that could be maybe you've worked against your whole life because you didn't know that, hey, every time I try to get aggressive, I get anterior knee pain. Well, yeah, because you have no ankle dorsiflexion and hip internal rotation, your knee goes into valgus. How could you work out with intensity when you don't know what we know, right? The best example is, like, people say, Marty, you have really nice teeth. Well, I know how to floss. I know how to brush. I'm not a dentist. So don't give me credit for nice teeth. There's some genetics there, right? That doesn't mean because I have a nice smile, you're going to let me do work on you in your mouth. But people come into our gyms, which is our work environment, and yeah, you'll sweat, you'll burn some calories, you'll feel some muscles working. You could, and sadly, a bad program can still put muscle on you. A bad program can still let you lose weight, but long-term, or maybe we could have done it more efficiently, more effectively, and got you even better results, because sadly, they can experiment in our office, unlike us experimenting in our doctors, our lawyers, our dentist's office, right? So we just need to set why we're professionals. And when you show someone movement health, they're like, I never knew. And I'm not saying to do it to confuse them. I'm saying it like, hey, here's what's truly going on. And if we address this, boy, oh boy, can we address any other fitness goal you have.
Fantastic.
This is one of the things that when we built Semi-Private Pro, we really did it for kind of two reasons. Number one was we wanted to make our coaches more efficient on the training floor. So, you know, in Semi-Private, I don't like the term small group. I think that gets, you know, it's used in our industry. And I'm like, to me, that just means everybody's doing the same thing and they're just a smaller group of people. Semi-Private is like, it's personal training. It's just done in a setting where a coach is working with multiple people, at the same time. And in that environment, it's like, well, that creates some challenges because everybody's doing something a little bit different, different exercises, that type of thing. And so we created the app where it's like, hey, a coach can has a control panel. They control everybody's program and everything. And then our clients' workouts were displayed up on tablets. So a coach can quickly go from person to person, right? So their attention is spent coaching, focusing on form and all those things, and everything flows well. The other reason was to really implement consistency across our coaches. So they were delivering the same exact, you know, program and product for the client at the same exact time. One thing that we realized after we implemented this, which was not an initial intention, was displaying the client's workouts for them and having them be able to see their progressions and moving from what we would call like a -3 to a -2 to a +1. And it's all based off of movement quality and capability, was immensely important from a client journey and retention standpoint, because now the client's starting to go, well, okay, I just, you know, moved from a kettlebell to two kettlebells. How do I get to a barbell? Like, what's the process for that? And then we can explain to them, well, here's what we're seeing currently. Here's what we need to see in order for you to progress to that next level. And so there's always kind of this like carrot that this post that's moving. And that's one of the things that I feel like is so important with KinoTech now is it's creating consistency across assessments with clients, but clients can also see the reports, right? Mm-hmm. So we can show the client, instead of just telling the client, hey, here's what we're seeing, we can show the client, hey, here's what a camera and technology is seeing. So it's not subjective to the coach, it's objective data. But it just adds this layer of value. And that's one thing that we realized after the fact. And I think it's the same thing with KinoTech is it you get the movement reports and it adds this layer of data, and it just differentiates you from a standpoint of like, hey, the quality of training that we have here is so much higher than our competition, you know, and here's the journey that we're taking you on and the things that we're looking at. And this is why we charge X versus the guy down the street that's, you know, trying to drop their price to, you know, $2 a workout or whatever, you know?
Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, no, that's genius. And like, I never sold personal training once in my life. I just educated and then it was an exchange of how do I help you, right? So, you know, I've always said you got to earn the right. So my brain works in a very linear manner, right? So think about kids. You go from preschool, right, to kindergarten, to first grade, to second grade, you get tested. I did mixed martial arts forever, finished with my third degree black belt. Didn't start there. It was a white belt, one stripe. Two stripes, test, yellow belt, right? So you progress. And some people's progression's a little bit quicker, some people's isn't. But with the report, right? Let's say you get somebody who wants to do some explosive activities and you show them their single leg squat and be like, you scored a 37. It would be negligent of me to give you those exercises. Doesn't mean you're not going to work out hard. Doesn't mean you're not going to sweat. Doesn't mean you're not going to get your goals. But I'm protecting you from you because you wouldn't know how to make these decisions. So yeah, you want to do fill in the blank, right? But until you go through these progressions and get into the 60s, we have to have a conversation of, is that the right thing for you at this time, right? I can still make you burn a ton of calories. I can still make you build muscle. I can still make you sweat, whatever your goal is, but you're progressing to earn the right to that, right? And then when people look at the score, they're, what are they going to say? Like, no, right? They're going to be like, all right. So now you get buy-in on what I call the silly little things. Like, hey, Zach, you know, you keep telling me you want this, but you didn't get here 10 minutes early and do your movement prep. I didn't see you grab a massage gun. I didn't see you foam roll. I didn't see you do your balance work. I didn't see you do your core activation, your targeted warm-ups. And they're like, yeah, I know. So I'm just, you know, I play the game as the rules are written. Here's the science. Here's where you are. You're not going to get me to change. We're still going to work. We're still going to work hard, but I'm going to work within where your test shows me. If you want to get further, I'll give you the answers, but now we got to make sure that you're sticking with it. So that's why I think people are successful in business, because you have stickiness, you have consistency, you have a system. People, they might fun and argue with you like, oh, come on, just this time, right? But they know they're being treated personally. We've all gone to doctors, to restaurants, to wherever, where you're treated personally at a high level. Boy, oh boy, do you remember that. So same thing in fitness, right? If I know every time I come in, Zach or Tim, hey, I'm reading your report from last time, boom, 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 here's what you need to do. They're paying attention to me and they're giving me something I couldn't do on my own. Right. And they're there to protect me. So that's critical to me. And then that's where we become fitness professionals. And that's where you get to charge like a professional.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. I mean, for all the gym owners listening to this, take a hard look at what you're offering your clients at this point. I know you know a lot, but do they know that you know a lot? And do they respect you enough for you to be charging like a fitness professional? We all, you know, we all went to school and did all the things and got all the certifications, and you believe you're the best at what you do, or else you wouldn't be in business, right? And you wouldn't, you know, you'd work for somebody else. You created something, gym owners, that you're proud of, right? But you're not charging what it's worth because you can't explain what Marty's just broken down with the movement quality. You don't have the tools in place to produce the data that then allows you to be, you know, not believed, because it's not your word against theirs. It's the data. The data is the data. It's black and white. And so like you really get yourself off of the hook of like, hey, I need to prove that I know that this person's movement quality is poor because that's what I saw, versus, hey, this is what the data shows. This is the report. And then you can deliver the workouts that integrate now what we have is semi-private pro in immediately. The data then transitions and converts into the workout scores. And then the workouts adjust down or up based on the scores that we created. And they talk together. And now, like, look at that product versus what you're currently offering. Look at your price points of what you're offering to what they could be. And now make a decision whether or not you want to have best in class or just be another person in a red ocean that's offering fitness to the community and hoping like, hey, people like you better because your coaches are more fun, right? That's a totally different conversation than what we're having here. And that's what we want to help you to understand, gym owners, that you can put yourself ahead of everybody else and charge more than everybody else. You should be the one that's charging the most in the entire community, right, in your area.
I couldn't agree more. Than here's the thing, man. We all watch TV and CNBC in the morning. When's the last time someone said technology's dying? Yeah, right. So tech is here. I got an Apple Watch on. You know, I've got equipment that monitors my wattage and my this and my that. So why would I not want to have data on my movement health? This is where I live all day long, every minute of my life. Mm-hmm. Right. So people check their calories, they track their sleep. Oh boy, will they be interested in tracking their movement quality? Because here's the thing, it's a snapshot in time. I don't own that. Like, I'm about to go to Dubai for a week, right? So if I just say, hey, I'm on vacation and I sit on 25 hours of flights, my movement quality is going to go down. Doesn't mean I should go right back to the gym, forget jet lag for a second, and just do what I was doing. Or do I do my homework? Do I make sure I prep? So hopefully I come back within my range. You know, and here's the kicker. There's a lot of assessments people do that maybe talk to me in 6 weeks. Movement Health is truly the only one that I can think of that I'll make a change in you that shows you I'm on the right track within 3 minutes. It's not body mass. It's not how many calories you burn. It's not even grip strength, right? Grip strength is going to take a couple weeks to get better at, or any other strength test. But if you move, Tim, at a 47, your feet turn out, you have a low back arch, I spend 6 minutes with you, I'll see a temporary change. You don't own it yet, but I'm showing you neurologically, I'm making your body move different. There's a there. So all of a sudden, like, wow, like in just 6 to 8 minutes, I was able to move a little better. Yeah. Wait till you give me 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. Mm. And like I said, if I need to hold you accountable, Tim, I haven't seen you in a week. Let's hit your movement health. Hey, you went down to 47. You know what that means. Go over there, do your movement prep, whatever programming based on the business. So that's what I love about it, is it's that sensitive and it can change that quickly on a temporary, but then you'll see a range over a week or two. But I'm not going to weigh somebody when they come in and out of the gym, because like how many calories did I burn? 250, 350, right? We don't know if they're going to eat that day, hydration. It doesn't matter, that number, right? Movement Health is that sensitive. And here's the thing. If I was with you, Tim, and I need to get buy-in, I'd be like, Tim, here's what we're going to do. Monday, you're coming in. I'm screening you. We're doing my workout and watch you move better at the end of the workout. Wednesday, you do what you want to do, what you think you need to do. I'm willing to bet you come in at a 50 and move, and you leave moving at a 40. Because what are most people going to do? They're going to feed into their compensations. They're going to feed into what they do well. They're going to feed into what they know that probably got them to move that poorly. So imagine it's like, oh my God, I went from 50 to 60 with Marty, and I went from 50 to 40 by myself.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
This is something, so it was one of the things, and this isn't out yet, guys. I mean, we're working on it with KinoTech to bring in screenings that you can program screenings based off of the movement patterns of the workout. So for your clients, I love the analogy of like, hey, if I fly to Dubai and I'm on a flight for 20, I'm not going to move as well, you know, when I get off. Well, people's movement quality changes day to day based off of what they did yesterday, or, you know, how hydrated they are, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're building it in where it's like, hey, here's the workout that you have programmed. I want to do these three movement screenings ahead of time. And for a gym right now, that can be a challenge. You have 200 clients and, you know, you're going to see 80 of them in a day. It's like, how can you, you know, screen everybody before a workout? You really can't, you know, but we're working with KinoTech on doing it straight from a tablet on the rack. We can say, hey, your workout's over there. Before we start, you know, go do these three movement screenings. They screen, it updates their scores, and we know exactly what to do with that client today based off of their movement quality. And so that's what we're so excited about, is like that level of specificity at scale is, you know, to me, it's going to be a game changer for the training industry. So really excited.
Right. And people are data driven now, right? Every app has some type of score, you know what I mean? Even Uber, you're like, oh, am I a 4.96 or am I a 4.97? People love numbers. And when you teach them the importance of their movement health score, you know, trust me, they're going to be more focused than you may think about it. Be like, hey, let's see how I'm moving today. I feel good, or whatever, which again, gets buy-in and communication and loyalty to your gym. But, you know, I always like to say what gets measured gets monitored, right? So if you want someone to focus on how well they move, if you're not measuring it, good luck trying to convince them. Put a score to it. And now it's easier to say, hey, let's keep working. We got to get you to that 60, that 62, 64, right? You've made 20 points. You made 15 points. You're feeling better. You move better. But if you're just trying to convince them, that's what I had to do with the Yankees. It was an uphill slog. They're like, I hit 35 home runs last year. It's like, I know, but your hip's horrible, right? But they couldn't correlate it, right? Because like I said, I'm going by what I saw versus what they could see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great point. What a great conversation, guys. And gym owners, listen, the game's changing. Like I said right at the beginning, you have to do better, right? We get education around all this stuff, but you have no way to implement it. That's now changing. We've got a solution for you guys. So if you guys want more information about KinoTech, about Semi-Private Pro, about how they work together as an integration to deliver a solid, best-in-class product on the training floor, we'll put some links in the show notes for you guys. You guys can go grab those, book a call. We'd love to help you guys create that product so you can't beat your competition. This is a business, but business like sports, it's you against them, right? Somebody's going for that same person in the market. Might as well be you, right? So, Marty, I appreciate you jumping on with us and kind of breaking all this down. And, you know, this is, hopefully gets the gym owner's wheels turning about what is possible in today's market, what we have with the technology. If somebody wants to get a hold of KinoTech, what's the best way to do that?
Just our website is KinoTech, KinoTech.com. You can always email me at marty.miller@kinotech.com. And, you know, here's my prediction, because I know we're doing it, is movement health will be the fifth vital sign. You will see a national push, just like HRV, just like some of these other measurements, the longevity docs out there, they're going to be talking about movement health. So, Tim, to your point, and Zach, why wouldn't you want to be the first on your block to be doing something that's going to become a pretty cool trend pretty soon?
Yeah. Very cool. Well, thanks for leading the charge, Marty. Thanks for sharing all that great insight and information. Zach, as always, appreciate you, man. That's it for this episode, everybody. Hopefully that helps you get the wheels turning. And until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you guys on the next show. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.